It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3, Billy Joel and The Longest Time. So glad to have folks coming back into the building again, visiting us in person. We miss them when we don't get to see them. And Jana Clark from Tourism is here. Good morning.
I've missed you too.
It's nice to actually see your face.
It is. That's what I've been telling people this week, really, in particular. Gosh, isn't it nice to see people?
I have to tell you something. I recently went to Oklahoma to visit family. Before I went, I was like, hey, I'm going to take some gifts, specifically E-Town or Hardin County gifts.
Way to represent.
And picked up some stuff. My kid sister loves her E-Town shirt.
Good.
And my dad was drinking out of his Have You Seen My Cannonball mug last night.
Your favorite, my favorite.
My favorite. Now my dad's favorite.
He was dad's favorite.
He said, this thing weighs like a cannonball. This is a good thick mug. So
a lot of people, when they find a mug that they like that, they just keep, they don't want to change. Like it becomes everybody's favorite mug. So mm-hmm. We like that one too.
Well, you guys have got some really cool stuff up there, but you're now branching out and selling a lot of those things, not just at the tourism office.
So we are. We've done a couple of things because we've had some time on our hands over the past 18 months. We've moved. We're selling a lot of our swag during our sports park events. So teams that come in that only visit us at the sports park and at their hotel, they can get some of our E-Town swag there. And then we also have an online store. So not if you can't stop by the visitor center, all of our inventory is online. So if you go to touretown.com/shop, I think, but it's right there. There's a link there. You can get all of our stuff. So if you're local, you can order it and just drive by and pick it up or have it sent to someone.
And you guys have brought some new stuff in today.
Well, this isn't new stuff that we're selling. This is just new fun.
New to me.
Tchotchkes. Yeah. We call them tchotchkes, and they're just little giveaways because we haven't really had an opportunity to have those in the past, 18 months or so. And so we have a couple of new things.
This one is my favorite now.
Okay.
So explain what I'm holding.
So it's a little, it looks like a clip, almost like a, and it has a pen holder on the top. It's a little plastic disc, and you slide it over your laptop camera when you're in your PJs doing your Zoom meetings and you don't want people to see you. You can just slip it on the top of your laptop without having to monkey with any controls. You just pop it on and pop it off. And then you can keep your favorite pen in the pen holder on the top of it.
It's love brilliant. It. Well, and you guys, when I want to encourage people to go up to the tourism office.
Yes.
Because there is so much available there.
There
you
is.
You guys are like a wealth of knowledge for the area.
So not only do we have a lot of stuff, we've just talked to a lot of people. And so we have a lot of recommendations for people. And so we try to meet the needs of everyone, right? So all of our information is on our website. We're really good at on-site directions and putting people in touch. But at the end of the day, we also like to visit with people and ask them what they're interested in doing while they're in our area and make some suggestions to them. And if they want to leave with a E-Town coloring book or they want to buy a couple of t-shirts on their way out the door, we like that too. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's so neat to me because you can go up there, like my girls went up there a couple weeks ago to get maps of the trails.
Yes.
There's just so much stuff that's available there. So while you can go up there and you can get your E-Town swag or your Kentucky swag,
yes,
but you can also find out things that are just going on and things that are in E-Town.
Absolutely. And we have stuff around our entire area. And so we love it when people come to E-Town and want to stay in E-Town, but we also want them to get out in our surrounding counties and we want them to experience all that our area has to offer so that they'll want to come back and do more.
Now, what you got some stuff on tap right now.
Listen, speaking of, we talked about the sports park a little bit earlier. So we're used to a lot of tournaments going on in the summer. This is a very special week because we have two community events happening at the sports park this week that are free to people in our community here in E-Town or anyone that wants to come that have nothing to do with sports. Well, I mean, kind of, but not really. So the first one is the Great Race, which happens tomorrow during our lunch hour from 11:30 to about 1:30 or so. And when people hear the Great Race, they really think it's a race. It's not. It's a test of skill, your ability to maneuver, your ability to follow directions. So they're classic cars. I think the oldest car is like a 1909 and the newest one is like a 1970 circa something. And so they took off this past Saturday from the Alamo, wound their way through Texas and Oklahoma, across the state of Kentucky. They're stopping for lunch in E-Town tomorrow on their way to West Virginia, to wind up in South Carolina.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it's really not about the speed. It's just about, I'm going to make this 100-year-old car keep moving.
Yeah, because they spend their overnights working on their cars because to try to keep them on the
brakes.
Road.
Yeah, yeah. Got to have extra parts with you.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. They arrive in like 1 minute, 2 minute increments. They stop. They announce the cars, where they're from, how many times they've been involved in the rally. They pull over, they get to stretch their legs, have a box lunch, and then an hour later, they're pulling back out. And at the same time, cars are still coming in. There's like 150 of them.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's amazing. It's a neat opportunity. And so we're inviting people to come out. Swope's Cars of Yesteryears is also going to bring out a few cars for people to look at before and after and in between. There'll be other car clubs that will be out there as well. And there are actually people that it's their vacation. They follow this rally across all these different states. But we've already seen people in E-Town that came here to do other things, and they're waiting on the rally tomorrow to see it.
That's awesome. What else is going on?
Concessions will be available too. Bring the kids. It's just a really cool opportunity to spend your lunch hour at the sports park. And then if that doesn't suit ya, come out Friday night for Movies in the Park. The Croods 2, which I have to admit I haven't seen, but I heard it was really cute, really funny.
I like the first one.
Okay, so this is the second one. Movies in the Park, which used to be at the lake, have now been moved to the sports park. Grace Heartland Church and Sicilian Bank have come together to put this event on. And you get to bring your chairs and blankets, and you get to sit on the soccer field. And so no rocks, no dandelions. It's really nice. It's like carpet, maybe even nicer carpet than some of us have sat on to watch a movie before. And parking starts at 7. Movie starts at dusk. Free to the community. I've heard rumors of a food truck, free concession, free popcorn maybe from someone, and a great way to spend your Friday night at the sports park watching a movie.
Love it. So much going on. The world's opening back up again. People need more information about tourism. Who do they hit up and how do they do it?
TourETown.com or give us a call, 270-765-2175.
That is Jana Clark from E-Town Tourism. Thank you so much for coming in and seeing us.
Thanks for having me. I hope to see you more often now.
We are Quixie 98.3.